Let's get to another of our top stories this morning at 6 minutes past eight. This is all to do with the minimum wage, and six firms here in Essex have been named by the government for failing to pay some of their workers the national minimum wage. A tourist attraction, food vendors, a car wash operator and a data systems company appear among more than 500 employers on this list, which is published on the government website. Now, all of the companies have paid back what they owe to their staff, but they were hit with penalties of up to three times the amount they underpaid. So we're talking a little bit about the minimum wage and your experiences and thoughts welcome on this. Is it enough? 0800 111 40 41. Joining me now on BBC Essex is Max Winthrop, who previously lived in Ingatestone, and Max is chair of the Law Society's Employment Law Committee. Good morning to you, Max.
Good morning to you too.
Morning. Thanks for coming on. So we're talking about the government website publishing a list of companies who haven't, for one reason or another, paid all of their staff the minimum wage as they should. What are the rules around the minimum wage and employers' obligations then? Is it in law for them to do that? What are the rules?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So ever since 1998, when we brought the legislation in, there have been obligations on employers to pay workers and employees the national minimum wage. And that's adjusted every year. We've got particular rates for those over 23, between the ages 21 to 20, and those under 18. So you might get a little bit confusing sometimes, because you'll hear people talk about the national living wage, the minimum wage. The national living wage is the rate for those over 23.
Right. OK. Yeah. And as you said, it's kind of varies for younger workers. And a little bit of crystal ball, a little bit of speculation here. But why do you think, I mean, there's a few Essex firms that were fined. There's been others up and down the country. Why do you think they're not paid? Because it's been in existence for quite some time.
Well, I suppose that one obvious and perhaps cynical answer would be if employers think they can get away with not paying the minimum wage, and particularly those that may have a workforce who perhaps aren't used to maybe highly, you know, an immigrant type workforce who's not used to English or don't have the access to advice or to trade unions. To be fair to employers, wage rates can be complicated. There are some issues with national minimum wage that aren't easy to deal with. But I think, you know, one might say that we've had this for more than 20 years now. It's about time that employers kind of wised up to their obligations and understood what they've got to do.
And if people are listening and thinking, maybe I'm affected by this, where do they stand and what should they do, Max?
Right. Well, I suppose the first thing to do would be to look on things like your wage slip, compare that to the government website, so that all the rates are there. You just need to go on to the government website. It tells you what the rates are for 2023. It tells you what they'll go up to. So there'll be a change in the national minimum wage when we hit April this year. So you then need to compare that with what you're getting. If you think there's something wrong there, then you need to take advice. Now, you may be in a trade union. If so, that might be your first port of call. If you're not in a trade union, then there will be, depending on where you are, you may be able to access advice through a law centre or through a Citizens Advice Bureau or through law firms.
And I suppose, given what we're talking about and the fact that a number of these companies have been named and shamed in quote marks for not paying the minimum wage, by sort of raising awareness that they are pursued and they do have to backdate that pay and they do get financial penalties for that, it kind of sends out a message that's not acceptable.
It certainly does. So with national minimum wage, it works contractually. So effectively, it varies your contract. Whatever you might agree, the effect of the national minimum wage to change your hourly rate to the national minimum wage rate. So that means that if your employer doesn't pay you, that employer is in breach of contract. It also means paying you the wrong rate creates what's called an unlawful deduction. And as we've seen with these Essex cases, in addition to all that, HMRC, Revenue and Customs, can effectively take the employee's name and take enforcement procedures on behalf of the employee or group of employees, and that's where also the HMRC can impose penalty notices on the employer.
Thank you, Max, for coming on the show this morning. Max Winthrop, Chair of the Law Society's Employment Law Committee on BBC Essex.